another episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast. This is the podcast where we bitch and moan about our children 3 times a week. No, it's a reflective podcast. We reflect on some of the things that we have done and perhaps shouldn't have.
Yeah. It's always that little moment of, oh my gosh, maybe I should have done that a little bit differently. Or it's just simply, oh my gosh, my kids are killing me this week.
Mm.
Or maybe they're being angels. But we've got content, whatever angle we're coming at from it.
I don't normally have much angel content.
I was like, I'm saying it because that's what I hope for. Legitimately keep saying to my kids, why can't you just be kind to each other?
Yeah.
How hard is it to be kind?
My thing is, can I just say it once or maybe twice and you just do it?
Oh, that's so good.
We had dinner the other day and I was like, dinner's ready. And I always like, you know, I say dinner's ready. I haven't even plated it up or any of that yet because I know it's going to take so long for them to come down. And normally I get greeted with, what is it? Before they actually will come down.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was like, we'll just start. 3 of us were there. One wasn't. I was like, we'll just start. We're just going to start without Amelia.
Yeah.
So we were 3/4 of our way through our dinner before she came down. I said, you know what's going to happen now? She said, what? I said, you're clearing up. You're doing all the clearing up. Because I say to you, dinner's ready. And then she just starts to have a shower.
Yeah.
Dinner's
and,
ready.
And it's cold now.
Yeah.
It's so disrespectful. For me, it's disrespectful. Mm-hmm. They don't quite understand how disrespectful it is because they've never done or gone to the extent of making.
She cooked dinner last week.
Yeah.
And it was lovely. And she was real pleased. Like it took a long time. She cooked it all and it was all really great. And I said, oh, it's so nice. And, you know, we were all raving about it. And I said, imagine how you'd feel after putting in all that effort and cooking dinner if I then went, oh, I like this. She said, I'd be really sad. I said, yeah, I know. That's 14 years I've had of that.
Am I a bad mum for banning certain words in the household?
Oh, no, that's good.
Is this normal?
Yeah, I think so. Are they swear words?
Or I was like, well, let me just tell you, they're not swear words.
Okay.
I mean, there are swear. I'm not taking off the ban of swear words. Swear words are still.
Yeah.
We've had a few big swear words actually at the moment. So what I'm talking about with the banning of the words, obviously standard swear words are not allowed. I get that they're in music and I get all of that, but you don't have to repeat them and you don't have to use them in context.
Yeah.
That's where I go with my two. They are 7 and 9 years old. So that's where we're at.
And it's a manners thing, I think. Well, like there's certain situations where you wouldn't swear. There are certain people that you wouldn't swear in front of.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't start swearing if you're a job interview or, you know.
Time and a place.
Yeah.
I had a bit of a struggle though with Elsie. So over the weekend, I finally got home from work and I got to just chill and relax for just a hot second.
Mm.
And I say hot second was because I'd taken myself to sit around the pool for the first time since we've been, you know, back into somewhat, I wouldn't say summer because it's not summer yet, but I'm sitting out the back all by myself around the pool, just trying to like decompress from the day. And Elsie's storms in, slams the door open. I'm thinking, fuck, what's wrong now?
It's because you've got about 5 minutes to yourself and that's, it's like they can smell it. It's like when they say dogs can smell fear. Like she can smell it. Mum's relaxing.
Mum's relaxed.
I've got to do something here.
So Sam and Els had been out for lunch and they come home. They've parked the car. I don't know why. There's been water involved from them coming into the gate, parking the car, getting out of the car, water. And Sam thought it would be funny to wet her.
Okay, so like hose has gone on.
Yeah, the hose has gone on. He's decided to wet her. She's turned around to him and gone, don't be such an asshole.
What did he say?
So Then we fast forward. I'm sitting out the back. I don't know that any of this has gone on. Elsie comes storming in, just raging, slams the door open. I don't even care. You shouldn't. Just raging at Sam. Sam's really like raising his voice. Get into your room now. How dare you speak to me like that? I mosey my way back inside the house and was like, what is wrong now? What's wrong? I've just been out there 5 minutes and then you two come in like this. And he goes, she just called me an asshole. She just thinks it's okay to talk to me like that. That's it, Katie. That's all I got for the context of the story from Sam. She called me an asshole. She's going to her room. She's not coming out. I said, fair enough. Play on. I'm going back to the pool. She's in her room. Later on, the story comes out. The story evolves. She's come out. She's apologized to him. They've repaired that. Like, they've spoken about it. You don't do it, blah, blah, blah. She now wants to come out and swim. Now I'm like, hey, hang on a sec. You're not coming in here until I know you've spoken to your father.
Were you secretly like a little bit pleased that that had gone on because she had to go to her room? It gave you more
half
time
an hour
by the
more.
Pool.
By myself. I was stoked. Hence why I didn't push back and ask any more information. Okay, she's called you an asshole. No worries. Fair enough. She can go to her room for half an hour. She comes out after half an hour, goes in. Everything's unfolding. Sam then and Elsie have this like bit of a back and forth, haha, but I'm still really angry at you comment towards each other. And she said, no, it's because Dad wet me. Dad turned the hose on me and wet me and he thought it was funny. And I just said, no, it's not funny and called him an asshole. I turned to Sam and I said, I would have called you an asshole too. What did you wet her for? And he goes, oh, I just thought it was funny. I was like, you deserve it. And then I looked at her and went, don't do it again. She's so confused right now.
Was I right for calling him an asshole then? Or is it still bad?
I would have 100%. If he turned the hose on me, we just got home, we just had lunch, whatever, turned the hose on me.
Yeah.
I would have probably wanted to go up and dick him.
Yeah.
It would have been worse than an asshole.
I'm in my dry clothes. You've just put the hose on me.
Yeah.
Don't be an asshole. Yeah, she used it perfectly well in perfect context of the use of the word asshole.
I looked at him, you deserve it, mate. Anyway, that didn't go down well. So let's go back to banning of the words. I have banned certain words in our house. And I've just come up with a few.
But assholes, okay?
Assholes are optional. If someone squirts you with a hose. Obviously, swearing's not okay. But fat. We've always banned fat in our house. From the day that the girls have been born, we don't use it. Mm-hmm. It's just a word we don't use. I would rather use strong. Skinny is also not another one that we use. We don't tend to use that. I don't use those two as particular describing words in the house. I feel like they come up with really big hurdles that, you know, and we've got little girls that are, you know, going to have enough time in life that they're going to put emphasis on those particular words without even trying because it comes with age, gender, whatever they're doing for sport, you know, all of that stuff. So I've always done that.
They actually say, because I was reading about this, they say that you shouldn't talk about their bodies, whether it be positive or negative.
Yeah.
Obviously, you would never say to someone, oh, you're looking a bit fat. You just never would say that to anyone.
Yeah.
But we also shouldn't be saying to people, oh, you look a bit skinny. Because it's almost like people think that that's okay that way around.
Yeah, there is. That's the thing, though.
I think if you said, you know, you're strong and you're healthy.
Yeah. My girls constantly see me in the gym. They are asking a lot of questions about food. Particular foods, why you eat that food, what it does for your body. Like there's a lot of questions coming out of it, you know, like Gracie, for instance, is into tuna now, canned tuna.
Yeah.
That's a great snack. Like it's a fantastic snack. It's full of protein.
Yeah.
And I said to her, I was like, yeah, it's a great thing that you're eating it. You can eat it, you know, one a day is fantastic, whatever.
I mean, she'll eat it up until she's interested in boys. And like, then she'll realize that it stinks.
But her comment this morning was around, if I continue to eat protein, I'll get strong. And she'd made that connection. And I said, yes, protein is, and I went through it, like in terms of muscles and what it does and all the rest. And she went, so do you think I'll have less fat in my body? So she's already, we're coming up with these hurdles already. Yeah. And I find it really hard because we haven't had it in our house. We haven't really bridged that yet, but it's coming out of obviously what she's doing, conversations she's having at school. And I've just found that these certain words that we've banned in the house is inevitable.
Yeah.
kind of like swearing.
I think with the word fat, it will get used, but it's the way you are with it. Because I always say, like, if the girls go, oh, if I have all this, will I get fat? And I'll go, well, yeah, but what's more important is it's not good for your body. Like, it doesn't make your body healthy.
Yeah.
So that's almost like that's the side effect of it.
Yeah.
Is it's fat.
That, hey, yeah. It's one of those words. I mean, fat and skinny and that whole descriptive, and then it can also then have that kick-on effect of the way that you look at yourself and the way that you look at others.
Mm.
I don't want them going to school and going, oh, you're really – and I know it happens. I get that part. I just am trying to help them, I guess, have more of an understanding of the particular words that they're using. Like Elsie turns around and goes, ha-ha, look at my big fat bum. And she's like bouncing around.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, mate, do you see mum walking around going, oh, look at my big fat bum? I never say that.
Mm.
I said, you have a very strong bottom. You've got a muscly bottom.
Yeah.
It's a powerhouse. Like if you wanted to run fast and you really trained, you would, because that's how your genetics are. You're built that way.
But I think
for her, it's just like, I don't know. I'm finding it really tough. It's coming up. It's just like a volcano of bloody words at the moment.
It is tough. And I think because I've tried that too. Like whenever someone would use the word fat, I was always like, no, we're not using the word fat. But then it's kind of inevitable that you're going to use the word fat, but it's just about how they think of it, like how they perceive it.
Yeah, because kids can say some shit, man, that you go, oh my God, why did you just say that now? And I'm coming up with a few of those situations based on the words that we've chose to use. So for me, I use like if someone is quite overweight, I more so reframe it that it's just quite unhealthy at the moment, but things can change. You can change that. Put the right fuel in your body. You know, like you can choose to move your body.
Yeah.
Everything's about choice.
And we also don't know what's going on in some people's lives as well. Like they may be on a certain medication or they may have certain...
But you can't go into all that without little people. When they're so little, that's just too much for them.
Yeah.
I just have found myself just going back to like banning of things. Like say, for instance, with like Coke. Mm. One of the girls saw one of their little friends at dance drinking a Coke.
Mm.
My child walks up to her and goes, do you know what that's doing to your stomach right now? That is rotting your stomach out. I was like, Rachel, draw it in.
Save the Coke for when you're 18 and you're hungover, because that's what it's good use for.
Yeah.
You know, my cousin, just on Coke, just quickly, my cousin used to work for Coca-Cola and they use their own Coke to clean their machinery.
Yes. Yeah. And we've had this discussion and I've experimented with coins to show my children.
A tooth is a good one. We did that at school. We talked on a previous episode about the things that you learn at school that you don't need to. One great thing that they should be teaching in schools is the putting a tooth in a cup of Coke.
Yeah.
And then by the next day it's gone. Disintegrates.
Yeah, see?
Mm, it's an interesting one. Yeah,
gosh, save it. So good.
So it's so good.
So bad
when you're hungover. So good.
Post-mix Coke. All right, moving on. Next.